Guys, welcome back to the Charles Owen Experience.
Welcome. Thanks, Charles. Thanks for welcoming me so wholeheartedly.
Sincerely.
Yeah, it was sincere.
It's good to just be you and I again.
Yeah, it's really nice. Once we're in the same room. Forever. I won't be leaving today.
Neither will I.
All right.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
What's up?
Really good. Nothing much.
Training good?
Training good. Went to teach at St. Albans this morning. Lovely Jiu-Jitsu Academy, North London.
Shout out.
Yeah.
What did you teach?
Taught some split squat camping.
You like a bit of that?
I feel like it's pretty useful to learn. It teaches people from bottom and top what they should be doing in general in that position. I have a fun time teaching that. What else? I went to a restaurant with a ex. Well, the man who used to cook there is now a convicted paedophile, but the food is just as good as it ever was. So, you know, like we were saying, Charles, it's not all dinosaur nuggets and sweets. It's actually good food.
This is actually a true story.
This is actually a true story. Delicious food.
You went there today?
It's like, yeah, I went there today. It was really good. Fuck. Really good. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, even though he's gone, the main man.
He's gone now. I don't think he was the main man, but he was a server there.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, okay, fine. Well, that's all right then. I thought that he was the top don.
He wasn't the top don. He was a brother of the top don.
Right, well, that's fine then.
Yeah. The business will continue.
Yeah. The show must go on, even though they won't have any children visiting anymore.
Awful. I hope don't get the funding for this, but let's see. Guys, remember, like, subscribe, YouTube, Spotify. Do all that now.
Now. Fuck it, let's do some questions.
Let's zip in. Yeah.
I've got no brain capacity to think of stuff, so let's
go. You've been tired, mate.
I actually woke up a little bit earlier than usual today because I had to go somewhere different.
You are in a bit of a foul mood. Anyway, continue with the questions.
So,
I don't want to piss you off further.
Yeah, you better not. How do you personally counter K-guard while on top? I like to control the shins, circle to north-south, you'll probably already be there, and then get your elbows inside their knees and then underhook the leg. You?
Simple.
Yes. Underhook the far leg, yeah.
Me? I'd do the exact same. I would have said the same thing to you.
I just jump out of it really hard.
Jump out of it really hard, try and circle the north-south, and then back enter the guard again.
And then just back into the guard, back into the slap underhook. All right, opinion on daddy's milk to white belts when they start to spaz on you. Have you hit it on anyone?
Daddy's milk?
Yeah.
The smother
Boston
choke?
Boston teabag.
No, I haven't hit it yet.
You should really get into it, man.
Yep. I got some good smother taps the other day.
Fantastic.
On Wednesday, yesterday.
Wow.
I haven't tried to set it up. I would love to set it up, though.
Try it, mate. It's really good entertainment value.
I'm trying to figure out if you're trying to do it to me at some point yesterday, but it's hard for you to get the arms.
No, I don't really trying to do it to you because, if I get the arms up, you tend to turtle straight away.
Pathetically.
So, yeah. Well, it's a strategy.
Yeah.
It's a wrestler's strategy. It's what a wrestler would do.
It's hard for you to get the arms up, though, sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, So once the arms are getting out, you just push and turn and it's like, well, I've got to go gift wrap. Yeah, that's it.
I get to the back. Anyway.
Gift wrap. So it's completely fine to do that to white belts. I would say that's the best thing you can do. I mean, obviously, if they take it personally, they're probably just going to leave the gym if you keep doing it to them. It's true. They probably would. So if someone's still a bit sensitive about getting fucked up and they, then I maybe wouldn't do that. But if it's not your gym, you don't give a shit about the members, then...
Teabag
away, yeah. But and for example, my gym, if someone's a bit soft, they're a bit, precious about getting subbed, I won't do that to them. But if someone's a good lad and they can take a bit of milking, if they're a good sport, then I'll milk myself on them. Right. Anyway. Man, how about those pliers?
What percentage of the time is Owen blazed when he's training?
Right now, very little, actually. It's probably, right now, basically zero. I'll now smoke twice, maybe three times a week, and it'll be half a spliff in the night after training. I'd say it's actually worse because then the sleep isn't as good. I should probably switch it so I have it in the morning, and then by nighttime, I'm sobriety, and then I can sleep, get all that REM sleep in. I think that would be a better strategy. And then, get a whole day of being high. But
Why don't you fucking do that?
I might start doing that, but again, I don't really want to get used to training high as much as, because when I compete, it probably won't be high, so I'll probably...
Why don't you just cut it down to once a week?
Yeah, I could do that as well. It could be once a week. Sometimes it's none a week as well, so
ooh.
It's just...
You're a different man.
It's not constant all the time now, which is the key. It doesn't have to happen. I can go to a seminar and I don't need weed. That's... So yeah, that's the key.
There you go.
Much better, eh? Look at me. Look at me go. I should get a badge.
Do you want a badge?
Well, I'm not going to say no, but I won't always wear it.
How long should I rest between plyos, if at all? Depends on what we're doing. For light tier work, you could just do your 10-meter jumps, 10-meter jumps back, and then you could get straight into the next jump variation. If you feel that you need a 10 to 15-second rest, you can take it. For the ping tier work, where you're moving at maximal efforts, probably... 30 seconds between jump variations. Maybe more if you need it, but not too long. It's not that hard. It is hard, but you're not moving that far.
Yeah, it just depends if you're tired.
It depends how tired you are. Yeah. Sometimes I'll take 30 seconds to 45 seconds if I need it between ping tier. Yeah. Medium tier, maybe 15, 30 seconds. And then the deep tier work, obviously that's a lot harder. That's where the difficulty amounts to. 15 to 30 seconds, I would say. Do that.
Would you say deep tier is harder than ping tier?
Yeah, it just burns a bit more, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Effort for ping tier is harder, but the accumulation of the burn for the higher reps of the deep tier is more taxing on the lungs and the legs.
We've got one that just says, wake the fuck up. Shout out, eating eggs.
Wake the fuck up, Eddie Aboom.
What are common mistakes I should avoid when using Z-guard and inverting? This is a good one. I'm sure we've answered it before. I would say, I won't give more than one, but I say a very common mistake is not framing properly with your hands when you invert. So you need to just make sure that you're framing correctly. And yeah, that way your knees won't get crushed when you go to invert. That is a short tip that you can all use. And if you weren't doing it anyway, you were probably getting crushed.
Sorted out, fellas. So what do you mean? Like self-framing?
Could be self-framing to pull your knees back in place initially. But no, the frames will either be like long range, medium range, short range, or like self-frame. Short range would be like here. Medium range would be like here. Long range would be like there. Self-frame would be like here. Good if you're listening to the podcast, that probably made a lot of sense, but anyway,
they'll get the YouTube up.
Wrong story short, you just need to frame so that you're able to move underneath your partner, you're able to move your hips and knees underneath your partner freely. So the more flexible you are, the less space you'll need with your frames to
underneath them,
so it helps to be flexible in that sense, and it helps have long arms, get longer arms. If you don't have long arms, go to the gym. Right.
Yeah, shout out getting longer arms.
What's the gym? I guess if you get a shorter chest, what's the gym lift you're most proud of? You?
Gym lifts?
Yeah.
I like my belt squat machine. That's why I bought it. I like it.
Not your most proud machine. What is your... I fucking love that dumbbell. I love it. The 32, something about it. If you had to pick one item here that you could keep forever.
The belt squat.
No, but then it won't have any weight. It just has to be one item.
Oh, fuck.
Bet I'm going with a 32 kettlebell, aren't you?
No, my spine will just be useless for me. I can't do swings, mate. Fucks up the lower back.
The GHD?
It'd be a GHD. No.
But you can only carry one thing.
It would be...
The gym's on fire. You have to...
one Fuck, thing. Fellas. Everyone take one bit. It'd be a 40 kg dumbbell. No, probably like a 30 kg dumbbell. You need lots of stuff with that.
Yeah. You can probably do like one rep max curls every day.
True
one
that.
One tricep extension.
What was the actual question?
The actual question is, what is your most proud lift?
Oh, who cares? Some dumbbell bench at 50s, I would say.
Right.
Because I can't deadlift or back squat anymore. Those days are done for me. Handicapped in them. You?
Yeah, maybe the same. Even. Maybe the same. Ooh. Or some kind
40
of...
40 kg Bulgarians, eight aside. That's pretty nice. For me, that would be that. 50 kilo walking lunges.
Haven't done that in a while, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But probably could. It would just hurt my soul. But yeah, probably one of those two. I like the 50 kilo dumbbell press though. They're big weights, aren't they, the 50s? You feel like you're really carrying something.
Yeah, boy, I'm really strong.
Yeah. We'd like you to talk a bit about your round with Joseph Chen. I actually watched that this morning.
We would like you.
Yeah, me and this fella here, Nathan. He wants you to talk about the round. He wants...
Looked slippery, fella.
Yeah, it looked fucking slippery, to be fair.
It looked fucking slippery. Yeah. Shout out, Matt. Slippery
your
Matt.
Round with him, yeah.
My round with him was awful. It was just mount.
You escape mount getting sometimes. Out mount.
Yeah. I escape mount a lot.
You got single leg X once or twice from the mount.
Oh, you watched the round?
I watched the round. That's what I said. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
He's talking about my round.
Yeah, your round of Joseph Chen. Yeah, yeah. That's what people want to know about.
God.
They wanted to know how the pliers went. I thought you were actually using a lot of pliers.
Yep.
Arm pliers rather than leg pliers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You can cut the sarcasm there, mate. There were pliers involved.
Fucking cunt.
Yeah, fucking arsehole.
Yeah, it was just very tiring, to be honest. I pulled guard. Obviously, he was going to pass very quickly, which he did. And then I would just get out mount.
I don't feel like he was trying too hard in the mount.
He wasn't, no.
To be fair.
No, he
same
wasn't.
Same with when I sparred him. If he got me in mount, he'd just dismount, basically.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't trying to sub me. He could have subbed me at any point. Feels like he wasn't trying to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was trying to do.
Just passing. Working his passing.
Work his passing, get me tired.
Yeah.
It was very tiring, to be fair.
Yeah. Looked good, though. Looked like a great round. The slipperiness obviously affected his side-to-side ability.
Yeah, because he'd get up and he'd, like, dismount, but then if he went to, like, camp, he couldn't stay there
just
too long.
Slide away,
it's just way too slippery.
Yeah. So that's the key, I guess, to beat the outside passers. Just grease up the mats and watch them slide around. Genius.
Can't wait to get on some new mats.
Yes.
Hopefully soon. Tomorrow it will all be figured out.
All be revealed tomorrow, guys. So wait for the next podcast and you'll find out what is to be revealed.
Yep.
All right.
I've got questions if you want.
Oh, go on then.
Hardest injuries to come back from in jiu-jitsu.
Surely spine.
Spines just take a while to heal, really. It depends on the severity of the spinal injury. Probably a neck, I'd say. Yeah, spine up the neck.
Yeah.
The lower,
big one.
A big spinal injury. Yeah. Lower backs can heal, but like you need your spine. Knees too. Any kind of like catastrophic knee injury, it's going to be difficult.
Ribs are very hard. Well, people say they're hard to rehab, but you can rehab a rib. It's just like most people don't really know how their ribs work.
Ribs just take time to heal. Spines take time to heal, and you got to do like the right amount of exercises. People fuck up on the spines as they just get impatient. They try to go back too soon. They hurt themselves. They don't do the right strength training. It's just a cycle of that. I'd probably say like a serious injury to the neck. You really need your neck and head in jiu-jitsu. And if your neck is absolutely fucked, it's going to be very hard to do jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. Yes, agreed. Yeah, don't look after your neck, fellas.
Yep.
Don't be blast doubling your whole life because you end up a retard.
Yep.
How do you deal with someone who is very, very good at pummeling in the lasso when you're trying to pass? So, you need to not allow them to pummel the lasso. If you look at, split squat camping, sprawl passing, whatever, the whole point is to take the lasso out. Yeah, pummeling the foot to the inside. Yeah.
Young Wesley does that well, doesn't he?
Yeah. Anyone with a good guard does that pretty well. So what you can do is either not let it come back in, or every time it comes back in, you can apply pressure to it and circle to the side of the lasso. If you look how they deal with it in the gi, they do something similar where they'll circle their wrist around and hold the thigh, and then they'll walk around to the outside on the side of the lasso that's being pummeled in, and they push it across the body to like either a leg drag, or they'll stuff it on the other side of their body. But basically, you circle to the side that they've lassoed on. Obviously, if they hook your legs when you're doing that, you won't be able to circle around without them spinning with you. So you need to make sure that your legs aren't controlled, and you do like a, not a back step, like a cross step backwards. So you like cross your legs and walk backwards in a circle around them to maintain pressure on them as you circle around.
Rotating.
So either use your ribs to stop them getting the lasso back in, with a split squat camping, or
keep it tight, mate. Like.
If they get it in, yeah, more your ribs than your shoulder. Or if they get it in, then you circle around towards the lasso. Joseph Chen was very good at that. Every time I put the lasso in, he circles around. Very annoying. So yeah, and then switching sides, and then you kind of have to pummel your other lasso in to stop yourself getting J-pointed on the other side, and they just go side to side, and eventually you get tired. So yeah, that's it. Good question, mate.
Good question, fella.
All right, fella.
How many sets per week to build strength in the weight room? I don't know.
Three.
As many as you want. Honestly, I've just kind of come to the circle around point where it's like just fucking go to the gym. Go to the gym twice a week. Don't worry so much. Just do 3 to 4 sets of each exercise of the big stuff. And then for the smaller stuff, isolation exercises like curls and whatnot, 2 to 3 sets. Just do that twice a week, 2 to 3 times a week. Just do that.
No more needs to be said. We should start each podcast by saying that. Like and comment, like and subscribe in the top left.
I don't
and
know.
Before you ask, 2 to 3 sets of the big ones. Sorry, or the little ones.
Fuck.
3 to 4 sets of the big ones.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you can mix it up a little bit if you like as well.
That's overcomplicated.
Cluster sets. There's a whole bunch of shit you can do. I'll tell you what, fella. Do 3 to 4 sets of the bigger exercises 2 to 3 times a week. For 12 weeks, fucking hard. Rotate a few other exercises in. For the isolation work, the guns and the grip at the end, 2 to 3 sets. Bosh that out, 12 weeks.
Bosh.
Fucking hard. And then you can cycle some exercises in and out as you please. And then after that, why don't you try 12 weeks of some cluster sets? Sets of 8, 5 reps, 90 seconds rest between.
Why not?
Do that. Try it out. See if you like it.
Send in another question once it's done. Yeah. 24 weeks.
Join my program. Even easier. £29. That's it. Done.
That's it.
It's cheap.
Forever. Like, you can do it.
You've got your pliers. You've got everything you need on there. Just try it. If you don't like it,
that's insane.
Unsub.
That's insane. What a deal. What a bargain.
You will like it, though.
What a bargain.
People love it.
They do. People buy it.
They do.
More than BJJ Fanatics. For sure.
Yeah.
What was that noise he kept making when Joseph passed?
Oh, that's the strong exhale. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I was doing that. I was just tired.
Just breathing.
Heavy.
Gum shield was in.
Gum shield's in. I'm getting blown gas. It's hard. When someone's a lot better at you than you, they know how to make you really tired.
You get tired.
You're just using a lot of energy because you're in terrible positions.
Yeah.
That's the majority of my training, to
it's
be
better
fair.
Than just keeling over and losing.
Yeah,
I've got a bit of dog in me. Ass.
Yeah.
That's better.
I like to go for it. I
like to get to red zone every time you train.
Yeah, well, shout out if this gym opens. I'll be in there every day.
Red zone.
Back to Privets with you. No, not Privets. Not the red zone. Just get better at technique. So now I can actually do stuff.
Yeah. No, that's
effectively
obviously
in
better.
The red zone.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah. It is a good workout, though. If you go to jiu-jitsu, it's an excellent workout.
I love the workout component of it. I really do. We've been having good rounds.
Yeah, it's been good. I've been enjoying it. Right.
A lot of mount training.
Yes, a lot of mount training.
A lot of mount.
Mounting. But it's better now. You've got a little kip in you, right?
Not bad.
Yeah, it's good. The kipping escape is, once you've got that down, you're not just a bug to be crushed in mount. You've got some fight, some bite back, eh? Yeah, that's amazing.
I spend a lot of time there now, to be fair.
In bottom out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sick.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I get out.
Op can shrug down his shoulder when I have an underhook from top. Any tips?
Mate, hold on. Say that again.
Yeah, I don't think the word is shrug down, champ. It's using your lat. A shrug is the opposite of bringing your shoulder down.
What was the whole question?
The question is... Well, you're talking shit. No, the question is, Op can shrug down his shoulder when I have an underhook from top.
I pull down his shoulder. Yeah,
not shrug. Yeah, shrug is the wrong word. Any tips? So, yeah, post your hand flat on the mat so you have grip on the mat so it's harder for them to squeeze their arm down. Otherwise, you can just allow the elbow to be down and hold their shoulder. And just when they go to try to bridge you over the top, flare your elbow as they do it to stop yourself getting rolled over.
Bit of a cat and mouse as well, because sometimes they'll get back and then you go for it again and it's just repeat.
You can walk it up and go again, yeah. You can try to connect your hands underneath their shoulder. You can act immediately when you get the underhook. And yeah, you can post your hand flat on the floor so that you have more grip so it doesn't slide down. If you hold upward facing, you're anchored to their shoulder, but your elbow is not really anchored in place. If you post your hand flat on the mat, you're not as anchored to them as you would be. So I would say, as a general rule, you can get the underhook, put your head in position next to their head, and then you can switch to a palm grip once your head is there, and then they won't be able to slide up past you because your head is in the way. And they won't be able to pull their elbow down because you've got the palm grip. There you go. Trap. Three gold. I just made that up. I assume that's right. It sounds right.
It's a good tip, to be fair.
Yeah.
Even I understood that.
Great.
Which is huge.
Whoa. Fucking hell, mate. Whoa. All right. Tips on controlling or stopping the roll off the choy bar.
Do you want me to answer this?
Yes.
Tips on controlling or stopping the roll
off the choy bar.
I wouldn't have a fucking clue, mate. Legs? Honestly, something to do with legs?
I don't think it's stoppable or controllable. You need to just be breaking their arm as they roll. And once they land on the floor, you need to continue breaking the arm.
True, actually. You did this to me earlier in the week, I believe, with an arm bar. Is it more of an arm bar, not choy bar? Yeah, I mean, an arm. There was a transition and I was in my arm and I rolled over and I just kept getting fucked every step of the way.
Still in the arm bar. Yeah. So, yeah. Watch Gordon, Roberto Jimenez. Watch Gordon versus Gaudio. Watch, like, any of Mika Galvao's matches. He's very good at chasing the arm and following. Watch Fabricio Andre. They're all very good at, like, following up people who roll and all this kind of stuff. That's really the question you're asking. Watch Gordon's DVD. Like, people are going to roll, essentially. Another thing you can do, if they kind of turn it into a weird sort of omoplata thing, then you can go and do an invert and take their back. One of Jason Rao's students posted a video of that.
Sick.
Josh Flores, I believe the name is. He posted a video just recently of him countering that sort of like omoplata defense to the armbar, and he ended up on the fella's back, and I tend to get that quite a lot as well. So I recommend watching that guy, J Flo BJJ, something like that.
Shout out J-Rod indeed.
Yeah, that's him. Perfect. J-Rod. Oh, speaking of perfect...
Ishti.
I have a question from a perfect man.
All right.
What to do when someone standing straightens their leg whilst trying to full sweep them?
Shout out Sylvia.
Yeah, true that. Then you have to pummel your leg around their leg rather than trying to force your leg through their leg. Or you can switch to the other leg. Those are the two options. Perfect question, Ishti.
How often a week can I do zone 4 conditioning? I don't know. I used to talk about zone 2 and all that kind of stuff.
What the hell is even for?
I don't care. It just doesn't matter. Just like, if you're going to do conditioning, I don't know. I've just got to a point where it's like, mate, just if you're going to do conditioning, if it's a longer piece of work, let's say 30 to 60 minutes is going to be perfectly applicable for jiu-jitsu. If it's between 20 and 60 minutes nonstop, that's a 7 out of 10 effort, chief. If it's intervals of, you know, let's say 30 seconds to 3-4 minutes, it's going to be an 8 out of 10. If it's shorter than that, and if you've got longer rest periods, you can go 8 to 10 out of 10 efforts. Where the zones come in, I don't care. It depends how long you're going to be able to rest for on these intervals. I really think the best conditioning for grappling would just be like just improving your skill at jiu-jitsu and then doing some wrestling rounds. It really is, isn't it? It really is. The tough thing is it's tough on the body. It is tough. So if you do want to improve your aerobic base, you're going to benefit from that. If you're really shit, like gas tank, and you're suffering to catch your breath all the time, you'd be worth doing once a week, 30 to 60 minutes on a bit of equipment of your choice, working at a 7 to 8 out of 10 effort. So by the time you get off, you're like, that was fucking hard. Yeah. Hard to talk, like hard to have a conversation, right? Do that 1 to 2 times per week. And then make sure you're doing stand-up wrestling, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So what about swimming? What do you think of that? Just for the blocking yourself from breathing.
I don't think it's so much that. I think it's just because you're just doing continuous exercise for a long period of time, and it's easier on the joints, isn't it? You can sprint, you can go for longer. It's easier on the joints.
You don't think running. The restricted breathing does anything for you?
No, because you can just have good technique and breathe properly. It's very technique dependent.
Yeah, suppose. Whereas the bike is not technique dependent.
Anyone can get on the bike and go, but then again, you just have to learn how to pace yourself. Right, 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10 effort.
Yeah.
You just go by effort. Swimming's technique dependent.
Perceived effort. What if you're a fat fuck and everything seems like lots of effort?
Then you're really going to benefit from just getting on the bike for, you know, longer periods of time and just
stop
work
eating.
Away. Just fucking chip
stop
away,
eating,
mate.
You piece of shit.
Chip away.
I've run out of questions,
I hope
mate.
That was a good
all
answer.
My other questions are
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So hopefully that answers your question about conditioning per week. I mean, you're going to get good conditioning from hopefully your jiu-jitsu. If you're not, get on the bike once a week, do a long stint. Then the next week, do some short work.
Don't drink alcohol.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a good one for conditioning. I find my cardio is terrible after I drink.
Yep.
Yeah.
Alcoholic.
Don't do that.
Okay. Thoughts on Craig, the whole Craig situation, ADCC. Craig Jones offering to pay people. He's not going to do ADCC.
Well.
What do you think?
By all means, I'm happy if he...
Very noble of him.
If he pays people extra just for losing
up.
On the first day. I mean, especially he said he's going to pay more than the fourth place gets, so might have to do a little deal there if anyone's up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, cash is king at the end of the day, so... But yeah, essentially, I feel like he has the right intentions in mind. It's just that, obviously, in order to improve athletes' pay, etc., in the short run, you have to sacrifice a bit of the long-run exposure that the show will get. And I feel like both Mo and Craig want the same thing. They want jiu-jitsu to grow, and Craig wants to do it via paying the athletes more and having more remuneration for the athletes, which will directly, you know, make the competition higher level and therefore more entertaining. And Mo is more working for, you know, getting big arenas.
Sponsors.
Yeah, big sponsors and that kind of stuff. So his attention is more focused on that. Obviously, they lose lots of money each year, ADCC. Like they're not net even whatsoever. So, you know, basically, the way I see it, beggars can't be choosers. So I'm grateful for both of them.
Apparently, it costs $2 million for the weekend. I mean, $2 million for the weekend to rent out that stadium.
Yeah.
Not
surprised,
mate.
It's a big stadium.
Big ass stadium.
Yeah. T-Mobile Arena.
How many people did the other stadium fit in it?
12,000.
Right. I guess it's the grand scale of T-Mobile Arena. It's the whole thing, isn't it?
T-Mobile.
It's in the middle of Vegas. It's easy to get to. UFC happens in there. Let's make ADCC happen in there. It's the whole thing, isn't it?
I feel like for other people that aren't Mo and Craig, it's only a benefit that there is some disagreement there between them because everyone's benefiting. Craig is going to pay the losers. Mo is going to pay the winners.
Yep.
And Craig is going to...
Well, Craig, he's a smart fella because he's just gathering more and more clout as he does this kind of stuff too.
Yeah, I mean, the seminar to pay for people is obviously clout. There's no other benefit to him really other than, I mean, he's not a charitable guy, is he, surely?
Well,
he's not, in his right mind, he wouldn't be
a smart geezer.
Mind.
He's got almost half a million followers on his social media. That sets him up. I think he's doing the right thing.
Good number.
Second best guy in the world. He's obviously fucking good at jiu-jitsu and he's marketed himself really well. And he's doing a good job of, you know, probably selling a fuck ton of instructionals, keeping in the spotlight, keeping relevant.
Yeah.
Especially while Gordon Ryan's out.
And he brings some hilarity to the sport that is probably unmatched in a lot of other sports.
I agree. You know, think of like NFL or basketball. There's
too many serious players.
There's no banter. That's a good point, actually. There's no banter in any other sport. Basketball, fuck all banter. Football, where's the banter?
Yeah, because you can't say anything because your sponsors pay you too much money to just be normal. But
yeah.
Craig is his own sponsor. Says, I mean, he's got one ridiculous sponsor as well, the juice sponsor, which is almost in itself more of a joke than a real way for him to make cash.
He's so funny. Who else? I mean, other sports, where's the banter? There's none.
Where's the banter?
Where's the
guys,
banter?
Where's the banter in these other sports?
Really?
MMA has banter.
MMA's got good banter. Boxing, awful. Anthony Joshua, awful, awful speeches. Yeah. Sit down. Sit down, mate.
Yeah.
Tyson Fury, awful.
They're better, though.
Barely.
He's at least got that, like, you know.
He's terrible, mate.
You know, it's exactly like you'd imagine people arguing outside a pub in Ireland.
True.
Like, that's kind of...
Jake Paul.
No, it's just a bad Conor McGregor, Jake Paul. Sorry, it's just not like...
Get in the microphone, boss.
Yeah, it's not like...
He's trying too hard.
Yeah, it's not... Conor was actually being himself. You can see that in the Roadhouse film. He's acting, but it's exactly the same as he is normally.
Yeah.
He's just playing himself, basically. And Jake is playing Conor.
Conor was so entertaining when he was coming up.
Yeah, yeah. I have no interest really in MMA, but I would watch every single one of his matches.
Yeah.
Just an absolute casual, and he drew me in.
He got you in.
He got us.
Who else got Fair banter play. In sport?
I like Adesanya talking about how he sucks off his dog or whatever he does.
What?
You not seen that?
No.
Israel Adesanya has like a real love story with his dog, apparently. Yeah. Rubs his belly quite hard.
Damn.
And often on the pool table.
Damn. There you go.
Yeah. Check
on
out.
On the pool table.
Check out the YouTube conspiracies about Israel Adesanya's dog.
Big fights coming up this weekend.
Are they?
You don't care. Alex Pereira. Do you know who that geezer is?
If there's jiu-jitsu guys, I care. I don't care about strikey guys.
Alex Pereira. He's really good
it's
at jiu-jitsu.
Pereira, but it's cool.
Pereira.
Pierre, yeah, he's French, yeah.
Alex Pierre.
Alex Pierre. And who else?
He's Welsh, mate.
Connor.
Versus Connor Jamal Hill. William Hill versus William Hill.
William Hill, love that. Who are you going to bet on HR? Hey.
Christian's. There's a question about Christian. Why is Christian acoustic? Don't know what that means. Oh, here we go, actually.
Autism?
Let's finally answer this. Can you guys drop the Dagestani wrestling video that Demon mentioned on the pod? We don't fucking have it. He didn't give it to us.
We didn't even ask, to be fair.
Demon didn't ask.
So, we just assumed
it was too
much
of a secret. So I was like, okay, well, I don't care that much.
I just thought we'd ask him later or something, but then we forgot.
Yeah.
Then we didn't see him again. Yeah, so.
Demon, if he has it, send us the link. He doesn't want to, though.
He might want to send it to us. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He's happy to share information, ish.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can ask him. I won't watch it. You'd watch it.
I mean, it depends how long it is. Of course, I'll watch it. Yeah, yeah. It's my job, I guess.
120 minutes.
All right. I'll watch a summary at first, and then I'll see how good it is. If it's just like really sick, then I'll watch the whole thing. If it drags on, then I'll 2x speed it. If it's just shit, then I'll just pretend I've watched it.
Deem is a clever guy. I don't think it'll be shit.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Bitcoin billionaire.
Go ask him.
Speaking of Bitcoin, my fucking
Chainlink
didn't work out.
Mate, I bought for you and everything.
Yeah, I know. And I don't actually know if it's worked out or not. I haven't checked it, but last time I saw, down 4%.
Best food/fuel to have on the day of comp. Competing a bit later in the day.
Don't answer it, Char.
Mate, I don't care. I'm
not gonna... Have normal food. Eat a big meal right before you compete. Like, so
you're
trying
to curry,
bloated.
Mate. Yeah. Like, get a big butter chicken.
Yeah, burrito.
No, mate. Eat what you would normally eat on hard days of competition. I'd really recommend you just do that on training. Yeah, sorry, mate. That was a terrible answer. Of hard days of training.
Whatever you normally eat in a comp.
Whatever you'd eat on hard days of training.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah.
Expect that you're going to have some nerves and the stomach's going to be a bit unsettled. So if it's like usually quite heavy stuff, I wouldn't do that, mate. I wouldn't do that for
eat
you.
Eat smaller meals more regularly, I'd say. You don't want to ever be too bloated. You just have small amounts of food and you chip away at it throughout the day. So you always feel not hungry. If you feel hungry, you've kind of waited too long.
Yeah.
You don't want to feel bloated or full at any point either. So you just want to eat until before you're full, then stop eating, then wait a little bit. And before you're hungry, you eat again, then wait a bit, and so on.
Yeah.
That would be my formula.
Yeah. Sugary drinks are good. Little sugary snacks are good. If you can eat gluten, little sandwiches are always brilliant.
Sugar's not good for you, mate. Wake the fuck up.
Mate,
you'll feel good, then you'll feel terrible.
You won't, mate.
Eat 15 eggs, boiled like cabbage on mate, its own.
Mate, guys, wake the fuck up. Quick meal. I've got 300 grams of beef mince. 300 grams of beef mince, blueberries, Brussels sprouts mixed with feta cheese
and cumin.
16 eggs.
And cumin.
That's what you should do. Wake the fuck up.
One star anise ingested whole.
And three cloves.
Yeah, just have them whole. Just swallow them.
The cloves.
Big side first. All that friction.
Right, I don't really have any more questions. Should we wrap it up?
Fuck, yeah, man. Good podcast. Man, if you lasted this long, you're an idiot. You should have logged off a long time ago.
Guys, man. It's so good to see you. Like, subscribe, YouTube, Spotify, do all that. You sell DVDs.
I have a Patreon. Everyone subscribe to my Patreon. I make £15 minus 15% for everyone that signs up. So if you sign up, you'll be giving me up to £13.90 or something like that. Imagine
what you could do with that.
Yeah.
You sell DVDs as well. Do you actually sell hard copy DVDs or is it e-copies?
On Kilburn High Street sometimes. I sit there with a large selection. Yeah, I actually don't do that.
Movies. Guys, got the Dark Knight.
Dark Ride.
Get your raspberry.
I sell raspberries at the market. £2 for £2.
Yeah. Mate, if you're from the UK, you'll get that.
Raspberries. 2 for £2. 3 for £3. Raspberries. Punnet of blueberries. Punnet. Good word. What else do you sell? You have an online program?
I have an online strength program. Just do it. If you want to get strong, get on the program. Have a look at it. It's going to be great. It's got plyos. What I think is the best plyos for jiu-jitsu. Mostly stolen from Plus Plyos. Matt McInnes Watson. He is very good at doing plyo breakdowns and giving information on plyometrics. And that's that.
I also, if you want to get some sponsors on... I can't really mention it. Let's say you were to sponsor me for a competition. Message me now because there's a deadline of the 28th of April.
There it is.
Yeah.
Mate, that's soon.
That's pretty soon, yeah. So yeah, just yeah. Hopefully this is out in time. Goodbye.